There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room.
So I'm gonna put a Good evening, Radio Land. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network Radio broadcast. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm thrilled about what God has for his people today. God has a living word. He is the word. He is the bread and the water that we hunger and thirst after of. He has the water that never runs dry, the endless well that flows like a river. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited about Jesus this evening. Psalms 146 and 5 says, happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, radio listeners, he is your helper. He is your hope. He is your God. You see, we have to make it personal. The Bible says that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence coming my help. My help, he's my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, bless his name. He is my, not just my helper, but he's my provider. He is my healer. He is my strength. I don't know about you, but he's my sustainer. He's my Savior. He is my Lord and Lord. He's my King of Kings. He is the great I am. He's a way out of no way. He's a lily in the valley. He is all that to me. Amen, amen, amen. Well, this evening, my text will be coming from the 13th chapter of Numbers. Again, if you would get your Bibles, the 13th chapter of Numbers. Last week, my topic was go and possess the land. This week, my topic is the report from the Lord versus the report from the enemy. Again, the report from the Lord versus the report from the enemy. That is my topic this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this evening. I beg you for your word. I beg you for your revelation, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now that we're laying all our burdens at your feet, oh God. Lord, I ask that you answer the needs of your people this evening. Many are going through things, oh God. Lord, I ask that you be there, Jehovah Jireh, oh God. That you be there, Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. Lord, I'm asking you this evening, oh God, to speak a word in due season to your people, God. I thank you. I honor you. I glorify you, Lord. I give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. And so if you had a need, that was a time that you needed to throw your need in that prayer. Because one thing that I know, that God truly loves you, God cares for you, and God is concerned about your needs. He's concerned about things that's going on in your life. And I feel in my spirit that many are feeling that God has left them in this season. They're going through a dry season in their life. But I am a witness, and I have to testify, God has not left you. God is still there with you. He will be with you until the ends of the earth. We have to just continue to trust God and believe that he is who he is. Amen. Okay, so number one, first of all, it's important to understand that God loves us. We have to understand that. We have to get that down in our spirit. We have to get that in our mind that God loves you. Somebody needed to hear that today. You know, God loves you. God truly, truly loves you. When Jesus came to die for the sins of the world, that's not all that he came for. Number one, he came to save us. He came to reconcile mankind back to God. And because of what he did, we have inherited the promises of God. Again, we have inherited the promise of God. We have been adopted into the royal family of God. And now we are what? Children of the Most High God because of what he have done. We also have the indwelling spirit that lives within us. John 14:16 declares, Jesus said, this is him talking, Jesus said, that, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. You see, we are never, never, never alone. 1 Corinthians 2:12 declares, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And so now that we have the spirit of God living within us, we have two enemies, one which is Satan, and number two, the enemy of the flesh. Again, I have to say it again. We have two enemies. The enemies, the first enemy is Satan, and the second enemy is the enemy of the flesh. Most times, Satan and the flesh opposes God. The Bible says that the spirit war against the flesh, and the flesh war against the spirit. When we come to God, we have control over the flesh. We are no longer dependent on the flesh, but we are dependent on our faith in Christ Jesus. When we come into the experience, the goodness of God. And what I mean by the goodness of God is evidence that he is good when he wakes us up every morning. That's evidence that he's a good God. That he touched us every morning with a touch of love. In spite of your condition, in spite of your finances, in spite of what you're going through, God wakes you up every morning. That shows me that he loves you. Oh, hallelujah. The Israelites had experienced the miracles of God. That God had done for them. God had led them by a pillar of cloud by day, and he led them by a pillar of fire by night in the wilderness. He also parted the Red Sea. You see, they were never alone in the wilderness. God was leading them. God had led them. He turned bitter water into drinkable water. He fed them manna from heaven. And he also gave them quail to eat for meat. God was their provider. God was their sustainer. They saw what God did and what he could do. Yet when God told Moses to send the 12 men out to spy out the land, 10 came back with a negative report. Only two was not moved by what they saw. And that's a word for someone this evening. You see, it's a daily thing when you got people around you that are trying to talk you out of your blessings. And it's even more hazardous to have friends around you that want to covet what you have. I need you to listen. They yearn to have what God has blessed you with. And it's even dangerous when the first thing that you do in the morning that you pick up the phone and listen to the negative that comes out of the mouth of those that don't want you to be blessed. You have to be watchful when they begin to say things like, you think you all of that, or you are bougie, and they gossip about your achievement. I'm here to tell you that they are not your friends. They have a spirit of covet. Numbers 13:1-3 and Numbers 13:25-32. I'm going to be reading. If you have your Bible, please join with me this evening. The Lord now said to Moses, send out men to explore the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to the Israelites. Send one leader from each of the 12 ancestral tribes. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He sent out 12 men of the tribal leaders of Israel. And you see, those leaders was made up out of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. And they came to be the 12 tribes of Israel. And so Moses was informed to pick one man out of every tribe, one man that out of every tribe to go out and spy out the land. And so it says in 13:25-31, after they explored the land for 40 days, the men returned to Moses, Aaron, and the whole community of Israel at Kadesh, in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community what they had seen and shown them the fruit they had taken from the land. This was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produced. But the people, here goes that but the people living there are powerful and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites lived in the Negev, and the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites lived in the hill country. The Canaanites lived among the coasts of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once to take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. Now, they all had seen the same thing. But yet, 10 came back with a negative report and 2 came back with a positive report. So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. "The land we traveled through and explored would devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers." And that's what they thought too. So the spies had been there for 40 long days. And all they could say was that they are not able to take the land. And you know, I won't argue with them because technically they was right. They was not able to take the land. But God, oh, somebody need to get excited. You need to step and jump to your feet. But God is able. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. The 10 spies didn't only confess this to Moses and Aaron, but they spread this rumor throughout the whole community. And that lets me know that you have to be careful of what comes in your ears. Again, I need to say this again. You have to be careful of what you allow to come in your ears. Negativity will affect how you think and how you will perceive who God is and what God can do. Somebody need to say that I need to get around positive people. I need to get around people that's going in the same direction that I'm going in God. 2 Timothy 6:17 says, "But shun from vain and vain babblings." Let me repeat that. 2 Timothy 6:17 says, "But shun from vain and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as a canker." Now, 10 negative people turn into thousands of negative people. 10 people. 10 people, 10 spies went out and spied the land. And 10 people, it turns into thousands of people thinking the same way they were thinking. That lets me know that they had a great influence on the people. We have to be aware of the influencement that we're allowed to come around us, that we're allowed to come near our children. Because our children, and not just our children, but we will begin to start thinking the same way as the bad influencement. So we need to watch who we allow to be in our space. Amen. "But shun for vain and for vain and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as a canker." Now, 10 negative people turn into thousands and thousands of negative people. They were so quick to forget that God, that God that delivered them out of Egypt. And my question to you today is, how soon are we to forget what God has brought us from? Again, how soon are we to forget what God has brought us from? Sometimes we are faced with obstacles. We're faced with things that we think that is not fixable. But all we need to do is think back what God has brought us from. If God brought you from things in the past, we know that God will still bring you through what you're going through today. So Caleb Caleb, how soon are we just again? So while they were trying to figure out how they were going to possess the land, God had already figured it out for them. And so you're trying to figure out how you're going to do this and how you're going to conquer this and how you're going to get this or how you're going to do that. But God has already figured it out for you. And see, God, all God wants you to do is just trust him. God wants you to have faith in him today. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to say, but Caleb. God was asking for a sacrifice of obedience. Caleb did not lower his standard. He stood firm and said, we are able to conquer the land. See, that's my type of man. We are able to go and conquer the land. You see, the other was moved by facts, but Caleb was moved by faith. And the Bible says that the people cried and they mourned all night because they believed the negative report of the 10 spies. They didn't only just believe the report of the 10 spies. They plotted against Caleb to try to stone Caleb. They tried to stone him. They tried to kill him because he believed the Lord. He had a positive report. Somebody need to say hallelujah, somebody. They tried to kill the man of God because he came, because he trusted God. And he believed what God had told him. God told him that he was going to give him the land. He stood steadfast. Regardless of what he went over there and saw, he still believed God. Sometimes they even began to say that they wish it was back in Egypt, a place where they was bound, a comfortable place where they had got accustomed to being slaves. They had got accustomed of being slaves to sin. Some I don't know who I'm talking to this evening, but sometimes you're too accustomed, you're too comfortable with being bound with addiction, bound with fear, bound with depression, bound in a relationship. You have got too comfortable. And God wants to bring you out. Instead of them trusting God and moving forward, only two was allowed to enter the promised land. Caleb and Joshua. Because they stood steadfast. They were unmovable. They trusted God in spite of what the fact was, yes, the people looked like giants. The fact was that the city was fortified, the walls was fortified, but yet they trusted God in spite of that wall. They knew that God was going to conquer, was going to give them the land. God said in Numbers 14:24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it because he was obedient. How many Calebs we have out there this evening that's not moved by what the report of their job is saying, that's not removed by the report of the doctor, but are steadfast and immovable and trusting God? How many Calebs do we have out there this evening? Yes, the fact is, that the wall was there. But we know that God is able to bring down that wall of fear to this evening. God is able to bring down the wall of doubt. God is able to bring down the wall of unbelief. God is able to bring down the wall of discouragement. God is able. Caleb says, we are able. Let's go and possess the land. We are able. Because he knew that it was not him that was going to fight, but it was God that was going to fight for them. Somebody needs to get excited. We need to just trust God. We just need to trust God. Yes, a lot of times we don't know what God is doing, and a lot of times we cannot see what God is doing. Our job is just to trust God. Our job is just to trust God. God had already provided your need. God is already providing you. I don't know who I'm speaking to this evening, but God is providing your need. God is looking upon your children. God is protecting you from harm and danger. How soon are we to forget the goodness of God? Sometimes we only call upon God when we are in need. How many times have you just called upon God because you just wanted to say, Lord, I love you. God, I just honor you. Sometimes we need to get out of the habit of just asking God for things. God wants to hear, I love you, Lord. We will always have a need. We will always have a need. But let's get out of the habit of asking God for anything and know that he is meeting our needs. God knows what we need. God knows what we're going to say before we even ask. But God is asking for obedience. He's asking for the sacrifice of obedience. He's not asking for any money. He don't want no bulls, no goats, no doves. God just wants strictly obedience. And he wants you to trust him at his word. He wants you to follow his word. How many Caleb do we have out there this evening? How many Calebs we have out there this evening? God is looking. He's searching. He's looking for faith in his people. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this evening. I thank you for the word that went forward. I thank you that the word went forth with power, revelation, knowledge. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you look upon your people, God. You said that you would give them beauty for their ashes, God. That you would give them the oil of gladness, God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, many people are going through, they're sick in their body. Lord, we ask him that you be their Jehovah Rapha, God, the God that heal it. That you be their Jehovah Jireh, the God that provide. That you be their Jehovah to seek in you, the God, their righteousness, God. Lord, we ask that you give them peace right now in their minds, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give them comfort. Many have lost loved ones, Lord. We ask that you comfort them, Lord. You say that you are near to the brokenhearted. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. That's all we have, God, is your word, Lord. And we know that your word does not return void, God. But we thank you. We honor you and give you all the glory, give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Goodbye, radio listeners. See you next week.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Come on, give us the glory, give us the glory, give us the glory. He's worthy in this place. He's worthy in this place. Come on and give us the glory. Hallelujah. He has provided so many things for us. Hallelujah. So many precious promises. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
When you lift your hands up, sing a song of praise to me. It brings me great delight. Such a lovely sight.
And yes, it is true.
Praise looks good.
Praise looks good on you.
Hey. Like the smell of sweet perfume. Yeah. testimony.